domestically, but the weather's a problem. The whole thing with rain is a problem. More problems than not, but we're going to get over it. Joining us now on the live line is the executive director of the Palo Alto Humane Society. Carol Hyde is here. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for hanging on during the half hour of problems that preceded you. We were having phone problems, like worse than the phone problems we have, but you're going to be fine, and I can promise that.
Hi, David. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And you're here to talk about, I have it as notes of, Mau-Wau animals, and we'll talk about some other things as well. Palo Alto is one of the better-known humane societies, but maybe I'm wrong, but you don't run a shelter like most humane societies do.
Yeah, that's right. We're a very non-traditional humane organization. We're one of the few named humane societies without a shelter. And instead of sheltering animals, we try to keep animals out of the shelters through public education and veterinary assistance for people who have trouble with their veterinary bills. It gives us a lot of creative freedom to make programs that help the community and address issues in the community.
And then how do you make sure that your local shelter performs acceptably?
Palo Alto Animal Services, the city-run shelter, was contracted out with a private shelter, which is quite good, and we try to keep an eye on things. We are in contact with the shelter managers. We are eagerly awaiting for them to open the spay-neuter clinic. That is critically important for the community to have low-cost spaying and neutering for people's pets and for stray animals, too.
So you have a good but not perfect relationship with your local government?
That's an interesting question. We have a wonderful relationship with our local government.
And their shelter does a good job for you?
Yes, the shelter's quite good, yes.
Okay, I was just trying to interpret from what you had said before. So, never mind. You have a wonderful relationship. And that's important, though, because when you're sitting off there kind of a degree apart, you have a lot of influence, you have money, you have people, but you don't have the shelter and you're not handling all of the adoptions and such that the shelter does handle. So that there are kind of two focal points of humane care, you know, in the city of Palo Alto, which is a very wealthy community, so there's lots of money there, but that doesn't mean it all gets spent the way we'd want it to. But it sounds like in your case, everything works out pretty well.
Well, I think Palo Alto Humane Society plays a unique role in the community, which is, as I say, as a non-shelter organization, but we do a great deal of referrals of the public to the right agency for them. Our name is well known, so many people come to us with their issues. We try to help them. And again, we have programs that help the community, I think, in unique ways. So I think and we help beyond Palo Alto. That's important for people to know. I'd say we help the Mid-Peninsula. We help down into San Jose. We're not restricted by the animal control kind of jurisdiction that animal shelters are.
No, you aren't. And part of it is you're on this radio program, and you've been on before. You'll be on again. You do programs in other parts of the country, actually, in some cases. Now, what is Mau-Wau Animals?
So Mau-Wau Animals, it's a learning program. It's a curriculum in humane education. It's a set of lessons on the world around us. It's for children, kindergarten through five. We have lessons on animals we call pets, the natural world, and who lives in the backyard. And, of course, that is about where humans and wild animals intersect. It's filled with videos and poems, stories from around the world, lessons, activities. It's in English and Spanish, and it was translated into Spanish by our very able education manager, Leonora Delgado, who was on your show a few months ago, I believe.
Right, I remember.
Yes, and I would say that this distance learning program is perfect for this time, for the classroom, but also for parents when children are at home. This is easy to use, accessible, it's fun.
What are we trying to teach the kids?
Well, I want to encourage empathy, respect, and responsibility in young people. And I think we don't often hear much about responsibility, but I see that and the other qualities as vitally important for caring about the planet and all of its inhabitants. Humane education promotes empathy and a sense of responsibility for other beings. So when you relate to another being and you develop empathy for it, you will be more likely to extend kindness. And I'd like to say that these values are recognized by the state of California. They are in the Code of Education in its section on character development. And I can talk to you about that if you like.
Sure. Let me say that we have with us in the studio is Jules Beer, who is one of our she's been a co-host different times. So, Jules, I'll go to you for a question right after we finish this kind of back and forth here with Carol. Carol, go right ahead. You were going to tell us about.
Yeah, so the California State Code of Education has a really wonderful and far-sighted statement on civic responsibility, and it's in the section on character development. And it mandates the teaching about kindness to animals. And that is part of the state's definition of citizenship. It's very far-sighted. I think it's been in the code for maybe 40 or 50 years. So I wanted teachers to be able to fulfill that mandate and do that through this online program.
And where did the online program come from?
Well, I had this idea. I've developed it over the years with different writers. Leonor Delgado has been critically important to it. I've worked with illustrators and education writers and education consultants. And I created it partly because the traditional way of humane education is for a local humane society to go into the classroom with animals. Many schools don't have access to that. And also we're in this period of COVID and distance learning. So I wanted to have all teachers have some way to teach kids about animals. I think that all children deserve to have humane education given their natural affinity for animals. So the site includes beautiful poems, stories, essays from all over the world, and I wanted all children to have the pleasure of knowing those.
And this is for what grade levels?
This is for kindergarten through 5, and it's in a parallel section. But teachers can amend the material to the level of their classroom. It's very teacher-friendly.
Sounds great. Jules, you here? No, we've lost you.
I'm here.
There you are. Your turn, question.
My turn, questions. I don't really have any questions. Education program that you have, it's available to teachers. How can the teachers find this education program?
Oh, it's so easy. It's absolutely free. I wish teachers would use it. You go to mowow.org. That's mowow.org. And it's online. It's newly redesigned. Everything is accessible. There's a wonderful video that that we created. We worked with a former Cirque du Soleil artist to create a little video for young children on making a sad, lonely dog happy. And it's called It's a Dog's Day. We won a Telly Award for that in 2016, and that is right there for teachers to use. We also have a narrated book called Trees Are Never Lonely. It's by a noted mystery writer. And there's an audio version with it. So there's so much for the teacher to have for his or her classroom from this website.
How much does this fit into other parts of the curriculum, or does it mash up against other parts of the curriculum so you accomplish a couple of things maybe by using this?
Yes, it's we designed it specifically so that it is in sync with the California teaching standards. And those are noted with each lesson. So a teacher can use this website to, if he or she is teaching science, social science, writing arts, for instance, the teacher can go into MauWau Animals and teach with that as kind of the means. And I think children have such a natural affinity for animals that it's a great methodology to use animals and their interest in animals to teach many different subjects.
I was going to say it's very wise to do that because, yes, there is some requirement for animal teaching, but if you can fit in with something else that you're going to be teaching too, that gets you, well, twice the bang for the buck. I don't like saying that. But you know what I'm saying is that you meet a couple of requirements all at once.
Absolutely. And what an interesting way to do it because, as I'm repeating myself, children love animals. And, you know, this can also be accompanied where circumstances allow by a live animal in the classroom. I know it's time of COVID, that might be difficult, but we hope that we won't always be with COVID. So.
We certainly can hope we are. I hear somebody typing fairly loudly.
Sorry, that's me.
I figured I was going to say that. So what else does, I mean, have we pretty much covered this other than how do people get it? Where's the information available? What do you need in order to use this curriculum? Is it only work at home, school, what?
Well, it's a teacher tool, and a teacher would want to have a computer screen or however the teacher would have children see the screen. I should add, too, that the movie that I mentioned that we made, it's A Dog's Day, that's been adopted by the federal catalog for learning and speech-impaired children. So it's an extra resource for certain classrooms. And, yeah, you just type in. If you would like to see the movie, you ask us for a password. It's just so easily done. And we really hope teachers will use it. And we also hope the teachers will get back to us on their experience with it.
And tell you what?
Tell us how they liked it, what was the favorite, the favorite item in the website and how it worked, what they liked best about it. We would really appreciate that feedback.
And this is primarily an in-classroom thing, not an in-home lesson.
Well, it certainly could be used by parents when the children are at home or before children have gone to school. It's really perfect for this time of distance learning. And I should add, too, that a number of things on the Palo Alto Humane Society website are perfect now for distance learning. We've created a touchy-feely talks program of short humane videos. So we're very aware of the limitations right now of the classroom, and we hope that teachers and parents will explore our website and will explore the MAWA website.
I felt like we had sold the other things about the website a little short. That's why I pursued down that line. So where do people need to go? What websites contain this information for parents?
Well, Palo Alto Humane Society, the website's easy to remember, paloaltohumane.org. Go to our program page, and we have lots of different education programs. Many of them can be used by families as well as by teachers, and so we encourage you to do that, and we'd love your feedback. And then, again, if you want to use the MAWOW curriculum, it is mawow.org.
mawow.org.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Now, what else is your Humane Society working on right now? What else is going on?
Well, we are, I think the word is pivoting that's used these days since classroom accessibility is limited for our programs. We are creating online material. We have a special program planned for 2021. This is our Adoptables Art Program, and this is wonderful. This is where a school or a club will take its children to the animal shelter. And we work with Silicon Valley Animal Control Authority, beautiful shelter in Santa Clara. And children meet the animals. They pick out a favorite. They take a picture. They go back to their classroom, and under the instruction of an art teacher, they paint. They paint the animal. And it is astonishing what they come up with. They they learn to relate to the animal, and you can tell by the eyes that are painted and the expression on the animals. And so this coming year, we are going to work with the Children's Discovery Museum of San Jose and with Youth Community Services to expand the program. And we work with schools in the Menlo Park School District. So we will be showing lots of children not only who, you know, who animals are, but we will be showing them the role of the shelter. The shelter in the community is a very important civic institution, and they will learn why animals are there. Animals were abandoned, so they will learn why animals are there. They will learn that they are lovable, and we hope that this program will promote the adoption of those animals. So that program is called Adoptables Art. We have a beautiful gallery of previous paintings on our education page, and so please check that out. Check out all our programs.
That sounds great. You have lots of programs there. And again, lots of programs. I know there are many, many things that the Palo Alto Humane Society is involved in. Let me talk a little bit about what also is going on today. In just a few minutes,